Limbaugh is now saying that he may take his radio show off Cumulus Network in response to the CEO's repeated criticisms of his Sandra Fluck comments, the New York Daily News reporting on Sunday night. And now I see that Cumulus' first quarter revenue numbers are out, and they are down several percentage points. Limbaugh has publicly dismissed the ad controversy as a tempest in a teapot. In the wake of the Sandra Fluck scandal, he claimed that ratings had shot up. For more on this, let's go to Holland Cook, talk radio consultant extraordinaire, great friend of mine, been around this industry a long time, and who listens to radio and gives critique for a business and a life. I mean, the radio is his life. Holland, good to have you back with us.
Hey, get a life, you're thinking, right?
Actually, it's a good life, and very few people know radio as well as you do, my friend. Thank you for joining us again, Holland.
You know what's remarkable about all this coverage of Rush Limbaugh in the last couple of days is that there's no real news there. This New York Daily News article has been widely quoted and opined upon, and there is some unnamed spokesman from Camp Limbaugh who's throwing spitballs back at Cumulus Media's Lou Dickey. But this is really the same story that just won't go away from 14 months ago. The last time we were all together on TV was a year ago, March, when all this was coming down. And you had Eric Bollert from Media Matters and me on together on the same show. And Eric's elves had just monitored WABC New York for 3 days. And in Rush Limbaugh's show, heard a couple of hundred public service announcements instead of commercials, because advertisers were fleeing. And the punchline was that one of the public service announcements, I think it was the Heart Association, said, get us out of that show. You know, they couldn't give away the time at that point.
Yeah.
What's remarkable about this is that the story hasn't gone away, and all of this talk has now jumped from the trade press in the radio industry to the general press. And I think what you're hearing is no more than choreography. It's the old soft shoe. Clearly, Rush Limbaugh is about to change radio stations in New York and a bunch of these other big markets. You just mentioned he's on 40 different Cumulus radio stations. So if they part company with him in New York, they're not going to keep him in Chicago and Detroit and Washington and Dallas and some of their other big stations. So there's some dance going on here about, no, I didn't get fired, I quit. Remember when Fox News dropped Glenn Beck and suddenly it was Beck's idea? This is that.
It sure seems that way. Is the talk radio format still suffering from the Fluck comments, the tirade that Limbaugh put forward a year ago, to the point where I know it hurt a lot of medium-sized talkers, no question about that, and it has changed a lot of advertising dollars, which I think are slowly coming back. You have to earn that trust with that client that you're going to have a show that's going to be listenable and you're not going to pull stunts like that. Well, where are we now, Holland?
There's two levels. The smaller the market you're in, the less it matters. But in a big city like New York, Chicago, Detroit, L.A., Washington, Dallas, a lot of the radio commercials are what we call transactional business. It's all about the ratings, and the ad agencies are spooked. So that hurts. On the national level, network radio might be mathematically the most efficient way to market a message. It can tell a whole bunch of people something real quickly. It's very cost efficient. It is, in effect, advertising tonnage. And a lot of national radio advertisers don't even know what shows their commercials are in, because when they buy this time, the networks who sell it to them guarantee them a certain audience level, and then they place the commercials in all different kinds of programs accordingly. So advertisers didn't even know where their commercials were running until 14 months ago. Now they want to know. And that's what's put a hurt on the format in general, is advertisers who are sponsoring weather and sports features and all kinds of stuff unrelated to controversial programming want to make sure that the commercials they're trading for those features don't show up in Rush Limbaugh. And this is complicated life for a lot of radio stations. I'm just off the phone with one of the stations I work with who has the Holy Trinity, Beck, Limbaugh, Hannity, and he had to walk away from a great big advertising buy because those shows are blacked out. He had no place to put them.
Yeah. Holland Cook with us, talk radio consultant here on the Ed Schultz Radio Show. His website, by the way, is survivalspeech.com.
Yes, sir.
That's, That's survivalspeech.com. Mike Huckabee, throwing in the towel, or is he not? In an interview with Arkansas Business, Huckabee, the former governor of Arkansas, now radio talk show host, who is ironically with Cumulus Media Networks, is now saying within the month he'll decide if he will continue or not. What do you make of this? Is he running for president?
Isn't that curious timing? I'll bet you a week's pay he's not running for president because he's got a better deal now. This guy isn't even 60 yet, and for the first time in his life, he's making good money. He's living in a palatial state with a water view in Florida. He doesn't even have to leave the house to do his radio show. Fox News is paying him well, I'm sure. He's making speeches, all of which he'd have to stop doing if he took on the duties of President of the United States. But consider the timing here. Limbaugh gets all of this news. There's plenty of speculation about, will Cumulus move Huckabee into the Rush Limbaugh slot on all its big stations? And Huckabee says, well, let me think about that. I just think it's part of the same dance. There's a lot of posturing going on, a lot of brinksmanship, a lot of choreography. As P.T. Barnum used to say, say what you will about me, just spell my name right. And I think that's what's going on.
2016 and the run-up to it is going to be huge, I believe, for talk radio. I think a lot of sponsors are going to migrate back because of the potential candidacy of the one and only Hillary Clinton. Bill Clinton just not long ago had these comments about his wife in 2016.
Women are clamoring at the edge of our seats, wondering what is next. We know that she's dynamic. Her leadership is unmatched. Her voice for women, the poor, families. So I have to ask it. Mr. Gates, when is Melinda jumping into politics?
I don't think Melinda's going to run for president. She hasn't mentioned it to me.
I pivot to you, Mr. President.
Haley hadn't mentioned it to me either. Look, I don't know what's going to happen, but I know this. That is the worst expenditure of our time. You know, she's taking a role in the foundation. She's writing books. She's having a little fun being a private citizen for the first time in 20 years. And she's, you know, that's fine. But we need to be worried about the work at hand.
What do you make of that, Holly Cook?
I think we should take him at his word that she is considering it. Maybe she'll run, maybe she won't. Benghazi is back in the news, and they're trying to pin the tail on her with that. Above all, she will not do the wrong thing, which is to run this fan dance so long that it ties up the big money that Joe Biden or somebody else otherwise would need.
Yeah, so she's either in or she's out. Yeah,
she'll know when to fish or cut bait. And I think that Benghazi is going to block everything out in the meantime.
All right. Holland Cook, great to have you with us always. Thank you, Holland.
You bet, pal.
Survivalspeech.com. Check it out, folks. It's a great website. He's got great information there. Talk radio consultant Holland Cook with us here on the Ed Schultz Radio Show.